WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. And this is our interview segment. It is with Haji Abu Bakr Rawat, inshallah. The date today is the 22nd of Shawwal, 1445. This is in South Africa. Other portions of the world, it may be the 23rd of Shawwal, 1445. Haji Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To you, Mawlana Zahid, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, hope you are all well and in high spirits of Iman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma abad. Let us correct our intention that we are listening to the talks of Deen solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the full hope of attaining 1,000 rakats of Nafil Salah. Inshallah, we will continue now with the program, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Haji Sahab, what's on the menu for us today?
Today, we'll discuss a little bit about late Mawlana Yusuf from Bratz, Rahmatullah Ali. His janazah was a very big janazah. And I met a lot of people there, especially foreigners were crying a lot. Said, we really miss Hazrat because he gave us a lot of time. And it was mentioned before his janazah that he used to give the Fajr Azan virtually every day when he wasn't around. And the Muazzin used to give. But most of the time in the afternoons also, he spent in the masjid. And there were so many people. And we want to thank the people of Brits whenever we go for the program, for their hospitality. They always give us refreshments after the program. We say, Jazakallahu khairan fitarin. Allah Ta'ala increase in your sustenance and give you al-afiyah. And give you baraka in your livelihood and make it easy for you. And then I met a family person that was very close to Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab. Told me whenever we needed dua, we used to phone Hazrat. And he used to make so much sincere dua for us. Within a day or two, our problems used to get resolved. And this was the relation. And he always used to tell us, Nahiyan in Munkar must not stop. When you see wrong, continuously talking about it and tell the person that what you are doing is wrong. And after a few days, again, remind him. He said, inshallah, by continuously reminding him, inshallah, that the habit will stop or he'll turn to good. So with that, on the tasawwuf basis also we used to discuss, and he used to always advise us that take the lifestyle of our mashayikh, never take the beginning. The ending, because if you read on the ending and try to practice on the ending, you'll be destroyed, or your amals won't be easy, because it's at that time when Allah Ta'ala made it easy for them. The beginning was the most important, that how much mujahidah they made regarding the deen and on themselves also. Like Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, there was one stage I was so hungry that I went to my best friend to ask for 5 paisas. That in that time was about 2 or 3 cents just to buy food. And he flatly refused. And that night I saw in a dream that Allah Ta'ala told me that your test is over. From then, Allah Ta'ala opened the doors of sustenance for Haji Sahab. And Haji Sahab wasn't an alim, but so many ulama became yet to Hazrat. This is to show us, to us, that wherever Allah wants to take work from, he takes. And he always used to tell us, honor and disgrace comes from Allah only. If Allah wants to honor you, he'll honor you, and he wants to disgrace you, he'll disgrace you. But you must be happy with both conditions. And when the disgrace comes, take stock of yourself and repent for all your sins that you've made and wherever you've gone wrong. This is in today's time, our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali always used to say that do muhasabah every night when going to bed, sit a few minutes on the bed, say, what have I done for the day? How much of good actions have I done? How much of evil? If the evil outweighs the good, make istighfar. But continuously continue with istighfar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us the recipe of it, that 70 times to 100 times. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was pure and clean, but to teach the ummah that make istighfar. Istighfar is most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told me in this time in Zamana, make for the ummah as well, on behalf of the ummah. They say the ummah is in a lot of ghaflat. We are so engrossed in work, we forget to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we go astray. So, and he said, always make dua for hidayat for the ummah, that Allah forgive them, hidayat, guide them on the straight path, and bring them closer to deen. And alhamdulillah, we had the istima also in the weekend. Allah shukr, there were a lot of people. And I met one security brother, he said, Allah shukr, not one car was stolen. And they found two brothers with liquor in the istima that were drinking. And they caught four brothers who were selling drugs, heroin and whatever drugs they had with them. They thought they were going to make a big
team. He made me think that everyone was just using the istima for their own benefits. Like, you, as you're walking in, you'll see big, big boards and signs of the Al-Jama'ah party. Now, if you think about it, they utilize, it wasn't on the site of the Ijtima, we must clarify, but it was on the pathway as we're walking. You'll see big, and his sign there at a tent there also. And quoting Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nayyanil Munkar, Al-Jama'ah. So, Jim is for Al-Jama'ah. And what we say, Jama'atu Tabligh. So, people will think, hey, Jama'at, we must vote for this party because check Tabligh, Jama'at, Al-Jama'ah, all of this. So everyone used the Ijtima accordingly, according to those with the ulterior motives. They came to do, like Haji Saab says, to sell their drugs, to do this, to do that. But alhamdulillah, they got caught. I didn't know that.
No, they got caught, alhamdulillah, and they found 20 kilos of dacha also. These people brought with. When they searched the cars, they found them. They were all arrested, but given a good hiding before they were arrested. But this is the stuff. And alhamdulillah, I saw a big board there, no videoing and no photos. But people still don't obey. They were sending around videos with photos in it. But we have to do, we have to keep on reminding the listeners, ourselves, that Allah first give us tawfiq to practice on what is being said, and bring us closer to him. And during the week, I was at one friend's to visit, and there was a Hindu couple in that were taking a walk, mother, father, mother, and daughter. So they stopped to greet the neighbor. So they asked the neighbor, is there somebody that can help us? We're suffering of anxiety, stress. And the father had a spacer put into his heart because his heartbeat was too slow for his body. So my friend asked me, can you give them something? So I sent the rukyas to him. So yesterday, my friend told me that they're very happy. They're progressing quite a bit. That rukya I sent was the 7 ayats of Shifa. That's repeated 7 times with the meaning. And he said, alhamdulillah, he's finding so much of comfort in that rukya. He doesn't miss a day, morning and evening. So my friend is telling me, if a non-Muslim can benefit so much, what about we Muslims? I say, if we do it punctually and regularly, alhamdulillah, because we got iman, Allah's help will come more to us. And then last week we were asked to see two brothers that were on drugs, but heavy drugs, and they were in a rehab center. So I managed to meet the one brother, so I taught him the Allah of breathing. So on Thursday, I met him again. So I asked him, how's the Allah of breathing? He said, I must tell you an amazing thing. I said, what happened? He said, I was on this drug called heroin. And he said, I used to get so much joy, enjoyment out of it. But he said, when I did this Allah of zikr, he said, it superseded the drug. See, I can't explain to you the enjoyment that I got and what at what level I reached. But he said, more than that, I want to tell you another story. I said, what happened? He said, there was a Christian with us, also on the rehab. And at night, he used to fight and swear in his dreams and say, I'm going to kill you and do all these things. So I said, I thought this is enough because every night we get disturbed by this Christian boy. And he screams so loud that we in the next room, we can hear him. So I called him. I said, come sit here and come do this Allahu Zikr. He said, you won't believe. From that night, he's peaceful. Not one scream, not one shout. And we made him do extra. We sit there with him and we make him do extra. He said, Alhamdulillah, I noticed one thing, that if a non-believer in Allah and a Christian can benefit so much for us as Muslims. He said, Alhamdulillah, from then, he did on some treatment. He was punctual with his namaz, punctual with his Quran recitation, and this Allahu Zikr. So we've got the remedies, but only punctuality to it. Even if we do a little bit every day, inshallah, Allah will, we will progress readily to the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what our late Shaykh Rahmatullahi always used to advise. Please do your ma'amuls, even if it be a little bit. After Ramzan, if you couldn't read Quran, at least one page or two page, increase every day. But make time in a schedule to make it easy for you.
Just on this here, I must share also with you, with the listeners, that one brother mentioned to me about the smoking, how he quit. He said he was trying for long and he was doing research and everything. So he said it's already about 10 years he hasn't touched the cigarette. This was at the Ijtima, he told me. And he said when he was doing research, he found there's two things. One is this year, the movement of smoking. So you're taking something and you're bringing it to your mouth. So that's the one. The other is you're taking deep breaths. So you're breathing in and then you're exhaling the smoke. So he says that this year is actually what gives you that peace of mind. If you're stressed out and we breathe in and we breathe out, then you'll find a certain level of stress alleviated. So he's saying it from this point, but I'm saying if you tie this in and you rather say Allah, Allah. There's another, they've got this lady, she says, you must say, you must breathe in, I am, and you must breathe out strong, I am strong. And a mufti is listening to this thing. And no, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah says peace is only with the remembrance of Allah. So what is I am strong doing to you? It's creating pride, arrogance, egoistic you become. So leave that aside. I'm saying this. So he says what he used to do is he used to purchase peanuts. So that's the movement from something to the mouth. And then he used to breathe in and breathe out. And then we add this dimension. When you're breathing in, say Allah. And practice upon this, yeah. Because Allah is going to alleviate you. And he says, I make so much of shukr to Allah that he has taken me out of this. 10 years he hasn't touched the cigarette. And one other thing he mentioned when you speak about now drugs in it. He said it was so many years now that he's off. He says his drug was dakhah. And he stopped it now. So, and he's seen the great benefits of stopping it and everything. Then he saw one day, at least a few years ago, he went to the store. You find it in Mall of the South in that. It's see something cannabis. You'll see it's like edible cannabis. You can eat it. So I asked him, they put it in like a sweet or what? What is it? You smoke it. He said, no, just you eat the sweet. And he said, please tell the people that warn them that this year is the same as smoking it. He said, I put it in my mouth. And then I said, let me just see. Maybe it's edible, it's fine. But he said, the same feeling I got to that sweet was the same feeling that I got to now smoking it. And he said, tell the people must stay away from this year. It's just the same. It's haram, it's haram. And I said, why Allah Azza wa Jalla has favored you is because you recognized wrong to be wrong. This is the way.
You know, alhamdulillah. And then there was one uncle working for me, was a heavy smoker. So he went to a surgeon and specialized in smoking and that. So he gave him a very good formula that if you were smoking 20 a day, that week you smoke 20. So the next week you smoke 17. You drop by 3 every time. And he says the idea was to bring the nicotine level down. That's when you have a smoker. But I saw one person that had willpower during our Hajj in 1988. Allah make his maghfirat.
Ameen.
He was called Puffing Billy. He used to smoke 80 cigarettes a day.
Sure.
And one day he became very sick. And he told me to go and call a doctor. So I called a doctor from Mazarwan. So he came. I told him, Haji Saab, the small thing you can't tell it go to hell. And he's teasing him, but he's standing by the door. He was afraid that the uncle might get out of the bed and attack him. So he told him about 5-6 times. So the uncle sat upright. He told him, doctor, what did you say? I can't tell the small thing go to hell. He had 8 cartons of cigarettes there. I remember certain leave red. So he told me, by Abu Bakr, dish out the cigarettes. Doctor say I got no willpower. So he dished out that 8 cartons. The doctor was also smoking certain leaf red. So he gave him 2 cartons. He said, doc, you take this. And the others, brothers that were sitting there came to visit him. He gave them all 8 cartons of fin. There were still 4 cartons coming with people from South Africa. But immediately that day he stopped till death. Now imagine to stop 80 cigarettes a day. But that was the willpower. After that, he went on to bananas. And he was having diabetic also. So my wife used to tell me, say, Ajisab, he left cigarettes, alhamdulillah, I'm happy, but he's eating a lot of bananas. Whenever he craved, he went. So she used to buy small, small bananas. So he used to enjoy it. But this is to show you, if you have willpower, nothing is impossible.
You can do it.
You can do it.
And Mufti Saab also mentioned yesterday that someone asked about the cigarettes. And the person asked about cigarettes, do you have to pay dam while you're in ihram? We don't even think about this, that the disrespect that we're going towards Allah Azza wa Jal, and we're wearing the ihram, and now we are unable to give up this. So normally what our Zanwa Shabir Saluji Damat Barakatu says, that when you're doing a sin, you know it's wrong, make dua, tell, feel totally guilty, and ask Allah to bring you out of it. Allah will assist you. So Mufti Saab mentioned about that. Think about the disrespect in this. You're standing there by Allah's house and you're unable, or people go to Masjid al-Aqsa also. So all of these things, it's good that we speak about it and we bring up these topics.
Inshallah. And now with winter at our doorstep, there's some few advices that I read one yesterday. One very great Hakim was giving advice. He said the first flu that you get, do not take medication. Let the toxins come out of the body. He said if you start fighting the first flu and take antibiotics and suppressing tablets like Panado or Disprin just to suppress the phlegm, he said that phlegm will start building up. That's when you get double ammonia and all that. So he says the first flu symptoms you get, let it come out completely. Let the phlegm come out. Even if it drips like a tap, sometimes you get the flu, it just drops one way. He said, but don't worry. Towards the end, start drinking ginger tea. One good advice he gave. He said, ginger tea will help you. It will also help you removing. And there's Allahu Zikr also. I tried it sometime in winter because your nose, all that get clogged. But when you do this Allahu Zikr, it creates heat and the phlegm loosens. From the lining of the stomach upwards, it starts loosening. And Hakim, late Hakim Yusuf used to tell me from Skirpur that from the 20th of May, start eating Methi Park, Adu Park, Orat Park, all those parks. But make 40 blocks. So for 40 days, he said, inshallah, the winter will go well. And now oranges and guavas are in season. Try and eat oranges, or if you can't eat oranges, squeeze it and put inside fresh black pepper. Now we get those grinders, white pepper or black pepper. So that will also help removing the phlegm, and it will make it easy for us.
My mother-in-law always tells me and tells us that an important point that Haji Sahib mentioned also is to eat the fruits of the season, because that's in there, there's so much of benefits in it.
And, he always used to tell me for coughs, take guava, put it in the oven, make it nice and red, and sprinkle black pepper on it. Inshallah, it will remove the symptoms of cough. And even apple cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon in 1/2 glass of warm water. These are all formulas to release, to make it easy for the phlegm to come out. May Allah Ta'ala give all shifa kamila ajila daima.
Ameen.
Those that are suffering and in sickness, and make it easy for them, and bring us closer to the recognition of Allah, to His marifat, and give us love for durood.
Ajizab, just before we go to the next portion, I have to announce this here. I'll give Ajizab also one of these books. This book here is by Mufti Abdullah Mullah. It's addressing the Abrahamic religion, an evil agenda against Islam. So it is a critique of the newfound Abrahamic religion. I'm here in Lanesia. If you want a copy of this here, there's only about 15 copies left. You could send me a message on 081-352-8375. 081-352-8375. And we can see how we can get it to you, or you can fetch it from us, inshallah. So the amount is 40 rands, inshallah. So it's a good book because it's addressing all that you are seeing now, the Abrahamic religion, especially now in different areas of the world, in Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawara, they're pushing for all of this here. And this is, we need to be alert, we need to be on the pulse, and we need to know what's happening in the world. So inshallah, you can contact me for this year.
And inshallah, we learn now from these two incidents in Dubai, the floods, and Medina Munawara. So we can draw a conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with us. Sins have been increased to the next level. And the extent of the damages this flood has done in the millions and billions. So now in Dubai, it shows all those people that had exotic cars, Ferraris, Porsche, and these Jeeps, how the water destroyed those cars.
Gee.
That the cars were full of mud, the engine, everything. And it took them up to kilometers away. And it brought them onto a heap. So my humble appeal to the listener, especially today being Thursday night, recite this durood, La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mulana Muhammad, excessively. When reciting La ilaha excessively, it creates a noor, of pillar of noor, and it shakes. And Allah Ta'ala asks the pillar, why are you shaking? He said, please forgive this person that's reciting. And Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the green bird is created, which goes around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asks for forgiveness on behalf of the reciter. So let us use it tonight, being Thursday night, Friday eve. Let us increase in durood. Inshallah, we'll make dua for a few minutes.
I see probably Haji Sahib's connection, Salim from Binoni, is requested for one of these books. You know Salim from Binoni, Haji Sahib's connection.
Very good.
He says, I must give a copy to Haji Sahib for him.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Convey our salams also.
Inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعذ من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزا الله عن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
الله
وأهله Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Aziz, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Rabbal Alameen. In ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha, inna allaha ghafuru rahim. Rabbana atmim lana nurana wa ghafir lana innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Wallah forgive the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah guide the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah have mercy on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah are suffering and oppressed in Palestine, all over the world, Ya Allah, grant them victory, Ya Allah. Grant them victory over the kuffar, Ya Allah. Make Islam strong again. Those that are injured and bedridden, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, kamila, ajila, daima. Ya Allah, you said we must ask. We are asking and pleading to you. Ya Allah, through the barakat of Allah reciting durood and the malaika on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put that blessing in this dua. And the blessing of the malaika making your ibadat from creation of the time till the end. Put that blessing also in this dua. Allah, we have full hope you're going to accept our dua. And accept the dua of every ummati, Ya Allah. We have full hope you're going to forgive every ummati and replace their sins with virtue, Ya Allah. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka aminu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka aminu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balaq wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-azim. Wallah, those that are not married, grant them pious spouses. Those children that are disobedient to their parents, grant them obedience. Ya Allah, and those marriages that are having trouble, Ya Allah, give peace and tranquility in their marriages, Ya Allah. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wasalamun ala al-mursaleen.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.